Part 2. Chapter 2. Who is the voice? 2 weeks earlier. Skeema hadn't spoken for nearly a minute when the voice leaned back in his chair.
What's wrong, my friend?
Cassie got your tongue?
It's not me, sir,
Cassie said, brushing her short blonde hair back over one ear.
I'm not doing anything.
I know, Cass, the voice said. The chairman's in shock. I suppose he wasn't expecting to see me.
Coonrot, Skeema said. Dr. Coonrot, the voice corrected.
At least that was once my name. Many years ago. Now I'm simply the voice. That is all you will call me.
Skeema looked even more confused.
But I don't understand. You were dead. Because you killed me?
Skeema said nothing.
Don't bother to deny it. I know that you tried. You used my own technology against me, and in a way you succeeded.
Coonrot is dead.
After you killed Carl Vey, I knew that I was next. I knew that you were behind his heart attack, because it was my technology that allowed you to do it. A mistake I have regretted since I invented it.
What a simple, perfect way to murder. To give someone a heart attack from 100 yards away. It's the perfect weapon. In a way, it's the same power that Cassie has, except she comes by hers honestly.
He glanced over at Cassie, who slightly nodded.
You thought I was dead. But rumors of my death were exaggerated. I was sick, mind you. Quite sick for a while. But then it became clear to me that I had to die.
Skeema shifted uncomfortably in his seat.
If you knew what I'd done, why did you rescue me from the Elgin? Why not just let Hatch kill me?
He looked into the voice's eyes.
Why haven't you already killed me?
Because I want your help to stop Hatch.
You have information that will help us dismantle what Hatch is building.
My enemy's enemy is my friend.